Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes, a moment of pause and reflection that we hope will enhance your life. Oftentimes, people refuse to admit where they are in life. I remember a story, I think it was by Mark Twain, who was talking about going down the Mississippi on a raft, and they went and pulled up to the side of the Mississippi to stay overnight on the raft. And so there they slept. And in the middle of the night, the raft pulled loose from its mooring and started drifting on down the river, and suddenly kind of rested against a bank far away from where they had landed the day before. And one of the two who were on the raft came out there and exclaimed, "We're not here anymore." Meaning, I guess, they are not where they tied it up the night before. You will hear from me too often the words of Pema Chodron: enlightenment is knowing where you are and telling the truth about it. Today, we realize that the church of my childhood, way back in the 50s and 60s of the last century, it's gone, totally gone. And indeed, the phrase, everything has changed except our minds. Oftentimes we try to act in the same kind of way that we did before, and it does not work. Gil Rendell has written a marvelous book for the church today called Quietly Courageous. And in there, he describes the dramatic change that came in our culture, and affected the church in the 1960s. When you look back at the Depression in the 30s and 40s, and the Second World War, and if you go into the 1950s, it was a convergence culture. Everybody was united, you know, in the Depression, saying, hey, we've got to get through this. We had to help each other. And then Second World War, we were all together. We must defeat this terrible evil in Europe. And even those who were conscientious objectors, they would go to help as nurses or in feeding the soldiers. And this continued into the 1950s. It was most important to fit in. And then came the 1960s, and we became a divergent culture. I need to do my own thing. I need to get in contact with who I am. And as someone said, more people are bowling now than ever before, but more people are bowling alone. We've diverged into individuality rather than doing things together. And some people are frustrated by that, but the most important thing to remember is that everything has changed except our minds. We have to grasp hold of that before we take the next step of what needs to be done next. I'm Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. I'm wishing you all the very best.